this, while the Lord's dealing in folks' hearts all across the church, no doubt, isn't it a blessing to be sitting where you're sitting and to be reminded one more time that the Lord done it for you? And he didn't do it for you on your best day. He done it for you on your worst day. And I guess that's one of the things that every time they get to singing that, boy, we start talking about Thomas. We don't remember Brother Gavin all the times that Thomas walked with God. And boy, they get talking about Peter. And I've said this many times. Look here, friend. Peter may have sank down, but he's the only disciple walked on water too. But every time folks talk about him, Chris, they always had that one day where everything was bad in his life and he made the wrong decision, and it's on display for all of eternity. I've told you 1,000 times, but one of my favorite passages in that Bible is when the Lord says, go tell my disciples and Peter. Brother Ty, that does something for my soul. To think right there on the worst day. We go all throughout the Bible and just pick out worst day after worst day after worst day and find how the good God of heaven keeps helping folks on their worst days. Amen. Boy, I remember the worst day I ever had in my life. July 2nd, 1988. 7 years old, and for the first time I realized I was dying on my way to hell. Worst day of my life. Never felt so all alone, never felt so isolated, never felt so helpless in all my life as I did that night. Here's the wonder of it all. At about 7:30, it was the worst day of my life, but about 9:30, it was the best day I ever had. I mean, look here, friend, what a blessing that God would come down to where the sinners is at, where the drunks are at and the dope addicts are at, and where the good boys and girls sit, and the Holy Ghost still in your heart to get help from God. What a blessing. What a blessing tonight. I don't know you need, but I want everybody to be real sensitive to the Lord. God's dealing in your heart. Listen, friend. Here's how I'm waiting on I'll share this. I probably told some of y'all that. But friend, listen, as a 7-year-old boy, Brother Nathaniel, this is really in my heart right now since 7 p.m. But I remember standing in that place and I kept waiting for the preacher. Brother Randy, I kept waiting for Eli just to hush for just a second. And Brother Bill, I thought, when's he going to give an altar call? When's he going to give an altar call? And I grabbed a hold of the only lady I thought that lived as close to the Lord, and I tugged on my granny's skirt. And I said, would you ask him to give an altar call? But she had stopped the service, and we went up and prayed. Hey, listen, thank God, if you're waiting on an altar call, it was given a long time ago, friend. And the bride says, come. And the Spirit says, come. And him that hear, come. And whosoever will, let him come. Amen. You've got the invitation. You've got the invitation. Come, preacher, mind the Lord.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. Have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Ezra tonight. Book of Ezra. I need your prayers very much so this evening. I'll just be honest with you, I feel like I'm about to kill meeting, but I'm just going to follow the Lord tonight. And boy, I appreciate what I felt in my heart this evening. And boy, what a blessing to be in the house of God. And you know, a lot of times we think that revival is a real bitter pill that we have to swallow. It ain't a bitter pill.
Right, brother.
It's the greatest blessing.
Right.
Amen. That God loves us enough.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God, Brother Ray.
That God loves us enough.
Oh, yes.
In all of our sin and all of our shame.
Yes, sir.
In all of our suffering, that he loves us enough. That verse that David said, what is man that God is mindful?
Hey.
Yet the Lord thinketh about me. Why in the world would he love somebody like me? I have no idea. But I'm glad he does.
Amen.
It's the greatest blessing, I believe, on this side of eternity that God could do for somebody. Seeing revival our way, and it ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got nothing to do with the name on the door. It ain't got right. nothing to do with your pastor, but right. it's got everything to do with him.
Hey, amen.
I'm going to read two places here. There's just some beautiful scriptures in the Word of God. Chapter number 7. I don't even know if I said that tonight. And I'm beyond nervous and anxious and excited and just afraid. Just a lot of times I don't want to get ahead of the Lord. I just want to try to be real sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Chapter number 7, we're going to read a few verses there, and we're going to skip over and read a few verses in chapter number 10. I certainly desire your prayers tonight. The Bible said, verse number 6 of chapter number 7, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him.
Right, preacher.
And there went up some of the children of Israel and of the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. He came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king, for upon the first day of the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Turn with me to chapter number 10. Read just a few verses here just to bring you up to speed at what is going on here in this passage of Scripture. The Bible said in verse number 1, now when Ezra had prayed, and he started praying in chapter number 9, he prayed those amazing, amazing prayer and words that said in verse 8 and verse 9. But he says, when Ezra had prayed, when he had confessed, amen, that's, we don't hear a lot about that anymore, do we? Confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, Elam, or however you pronounce that, answered and said unto Ezra, we have trespassed against our God and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Praise God, I like this part right here. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Go down with me. I want to read one more verse. Verse number 16. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, as we humbly bow our heads and our hearts before you one more time, God, I thank you, Lord, for the precious songs of Zion that's been sung. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet draw and power of the Holy Ghost of God. Thank you, Lord, for the move of God that we've already seen and folks already coming to get help. Oh, God, how we need you tonight. God, we're not dependent on a talent, but God, we need that touch from the good hand of God. Oh, Father, I pray, God, that you would just calm my nervousness. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help me, Lord. God, my pace to be in pace with the divine Holy Spirit of God. Oh God, we need you tonight. Father, I pray, God, that you'd stir up, God, the gift of God that's down inside of our heart. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that was shed at Calvary. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the price that was paid and the provision that was made so I could go free. Father, I pray, God, that you just help us, Lord, this evening. God, I pray, God, that the word of God would find lodging in the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. Awaken them to their need of you. In the lovely name of Jesus, we beg and ask, amen and amen. I want you to notice with me this evening in the word of God, there's some things, and there's just so much tonight. I'm going to try to do my best to pace myself. I don't want to get ahead of the Lord. And I want you to notice how the Bible said, and it started out there upon the first day, back there in chapter number 7. It mentioned about that fifth month in verse number 8. What about that? What about that? In the amen. Praise God. And notice it was in the seventh year of the king. Amen. And I tell you what, I'll be honest with you. I really had I didn't know which direction the Lord wanted us to go. And I've been praying and asking God, and the Lord just pointed us to the scripture. And I tell you, you can't plan this tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, it can't be planned. And listen, a lot of times you plan God right out of it. But if you notice in the 16th verse of the 10th chapter, Bible said they sat down in the first day of the 10th month. I didn't plan that, amen. Amen, but it's the first day of the 10th month, amen. And the Bible said right here, to examine the matter, amen. And if the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach on a thought like this, on an examining our example, amen. And just by way of introduction tonight, and I tell you, I need your prayers this evening that the Lord would help me. But as we begin to look into this passage of scripture, this right here is the very first time the word examine is ever recorded in your King James Bible. And as we look at that word tonight, hey, listen, I'm not extremely smart, and I have to look up the dictionary of what it means, and it means to inspect or investigate or inquire, amen. And the word example means it's our influence, amen. And so if there's ever a time that we need to examine or inspect our influence or our example that we are leaving behind, I believe it's tonight, amen. And I tell you what, if there's ever a time, I tell you, I could not have planned that. That was all God, amen. I assure you of that tonight. I promise you. And so as we look at that, amen, do you know how many times the word examine is recorded in the King James Bible? It's recorded 5 blessed times in the King James Bible. And praise God, listen to me. Whenever I begin to, let me just don't go through it. Hey, listen here. Psalm chapter number 26, verse number 2. Examine me, O Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad God will examine us? Amen. God's looked down and he's examining folks tonight. Amen. Then it moves on. Them, they examine me. Amen. Listen to me. They will examine me. The first time's here, and then those that are out there, they are examining you. Amen. Hey, listen to me. If you're a preacher, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a member, a lay member of Amazing Grace, amen, or wherever you go, amen, the world is examining you. Oh, yes. And listen, it goes on, and it says in Corinthians, examine himself. Amen. And that's what we're here to do tonight. And then the last time, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith or not. And praise God. And whenever I look into the mirror of the word of God and I begin to examine myself, woe is me tonight. Amen. Listen to me. When I see how rotten I am, when I see how filthy I am, I'm glad God's got grace. Amen. To cover every need tonight. Holy listen to me. And as we look at this, amen, there's four main points of this passage concerning the book of Ezra. There's the main points, the return of the people, the restoration of the temple, the reorganization of the people, and lastly, the reformation of the people. And that's what's going on in this passage of Scripture. Listen, they've been in 70 years of captivity in Babylonian captivity. Oh, and listen, amen, I've listened all throughout this. Jerubbabel, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, has led a few over. They've been working on the building in chapter 3. They laid a foundation for the altar. Amen, there was folks shouting, those folks crying. Amen, they couldn't distinguish a difference. And then there was opposition come. They went back to building in chapter number 5. Amen, chapter number 6, the homecoming of the people and the feast of the Passover. Listen, ain't that odd? I couldn't plan that either. But you realize last night in the very last part of chapter number 2 was the Passover, amen. The blood shed. Praise God, I'm glad it's always been about the blood. It always has been, it always will be. Oh, but listen to me tonight as we look into examining our example or our influence tonight. Oh, listen, I can't help but just by introduction, I can't help but thank God for the godly examples that I had in my life. Amen. I can't help but thank for those men of God, those preachers of God, heroes of faith, spiritual giants that you had. Amen. Listen, I'm so thankful for men that paved the way and preached the gospel. Thank God. Amen. Listen, had it not been for a man of God, amen, that loved you, amen, that, listen to me, take this pulpit. Thank God for your pastor tonight. Amen. Hey, listen to me. He didn't pay me to say that. Amen. And I ain't here to preach for fear or favor or funds. Amen. But I'm telling you, you better thank God for the man of God. Oh, yes. Amen. You better thank God for the men of God. What a blessing they are. They're examples. Amen. Oh, listen, but we've got to examine our example. God says, folks looking at us tonight. Oh, hear me tonight. Oh, Ezra. Hey, listen, as he began to look at the people and he looked at the sin and all the rebellion. Now listen to me, in chapter number 10, they come to Jerusalem, amen. About 50-something thousand of them, I believe roughly around that many, amen, of the tribe of Benjamin and Judah, I believe it was. And listen to me, they got over there and they were there bodily, but spiritually they was not there, amen. Amen, let me help you tonight. Amen, there's a lot of folks here in body, amen, but their heart's far from the Lord. Oh yes, don't die on me. Don't die on me tonight. Oh, listen, you better examine yourself tonight. Oh, we better examine our example. Amen, I tell you, I was captivated tonight. I mean, I was captivated tonight as them young kids got up to sing, and there was a whole slew of them right here in the very front, about 7 or 8 girls and 2 or 3 little boys. And I watched them little babies. Amen. They reared back and they opened that mouth. Amen. Somebody been an example to them. Hey, listen to me tonight. And you know what? I'd watch them every now and again. And they'd look over and they'd watch somebody. And they'd look over at somebody else and they'd watch him. I'm telling you, if there's ever a time we need to look at our example, these babies are watching us. Oh, hear me tonight. Amen. They're not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of today. Amen. 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 Listen to me tonight. Oh, but as we look at this, oh, Ezra, listen to me. Ezra is a good example. Amen. Ezra was an example. Amen. In this time. And the Bible said that his heart, he was burdened. Amen. He was burdened for the people. I ain't even got to tell you this yet. But praise God, do you know? Amen. In chapter number 7, it's recorded 3 times concerning the good hand of the Lord upon him. And then again, it's recorded 3 times in chapter number 8 of the good hand of the Lord that was upon him. Amen. That's 6 times in the book. Amen. You know what that's a picture of? We as the men need a hand of God upon us. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen to me. It ain't got nothing to do with the talent. It's got everything to do with the touch. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I ain't got enough talents to even help. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad and I touched him and he touched me. Amen. I reached up and he reached up. Well, glory. As I looked at my sin, as I examined myself, I realized that I was in need of a Savior. I'm glad God prepared. I'm glad, listen, I'm glad God planned. Amen. Oh, hear me tonight. As we look at this passage of Scripture, we see Ezra here. And we're going to preach out of verse number 10 in chapter number 7. And in this passage of Scripture, we see him, if I can get over there. For Ezra, I want you to watch the example. He had prepared his heart. Amen. I want you to notice these things right here concerning this verse tonight. Amen. His example tonight. He had his heart prepared. Amen. I tell you what you need. The very first thing. The very first thing. Amen. You can try to do better. Amen. You can turn over a new leaf. Amen. It's still the same. Amen. Oh, but listen to me. Amen. God will give you a brand new life. Hey, listen to me, friend. He prepared his heart. How did he prepare his heart, preacher? He started looking at himself. He started looking at the people. He started looking at their sin and at their rebellion. And he prayed in chapter number 9. He prayed over there that beautiful prayer. And now for a little space of grace. Grace. Amen. Ain't you glad when you examine yourself? God's got grace to cover all your sin, all your rebellion, all your wickedness. Preacher, I ain't got none. You're a liar today. Amen. Listen to me. You're a liar and the truth's not in you. We need to examine our example tonight. Examine our example. Oh, listen. When you think about an example, I want to tell you, the Bible said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Do you know how a fool will learn? A fool learns by experience. Do you know how a wise man learns? A wise man learns by watching somebody else. You know what that is? That means somebody's an example to him. Amen. Oh, yes. And I'm telling you, I mean that with everything in me. I'm thankful for the men of God. Amen. That I grew up and I cut my teeth on the gospel. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. In the pew. Amen. Them men, they plowed and they preached for me. Hey, listen, they was an example to me. And I thank God for them tonight. And I don't mean to keep rambling on right there. But you better be thankful for a man of God that'll stand up and take the pulpit. Amen. And preach you. Amen. Your family. Amen. Out over hell. Amen. But he'll tell you there's a remedy for sin. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Listen to me. The best thing you can ever do is get a good picture of yourself in the mirror of the Word of God. When I read it, it reads me. Oh, but I'm glad he's got grace to fix all the imperfections that I see in my life tonight. You got to prepare your heart tonight. I don't even know if I'll get off this. If Jesus was coming to your house, if Jesus was coming over for dinner, I wonder what kind of cleaning up you'd have to do before the Lord come to visit. I wonder what kind of magazines he'd have to throw away. I wonder what kind of stuff he'd have to delete off the DVR. Oh, I wonder if he looked at your browsing history, amen. I wonder what you'd have to try to hide, amen, before he come over. I wonder if he started looking at your phone and all the text messages. Amen, is it not Teen Tuesday? It's Teen Tuesday, somebody said. I seen it somewhere. What if the Lord started looking into your Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook? Oh, help us tonight. Amen, you better examine yourself. Amen, listen. Listen to me, parents. You know where they get that? They get that from you. Amen. Yes, amen. Listen to me. I want my little girl to be saved. I want my little boy to be saved. Hey, I don't mean to kill meat tonight. I want them to be saved tonight. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. When they see mom and daddy, take a look in the mirror of God's word and they figure out what they are. Amen. Listen to me. Don't you listen, little boys. They want to be just like daddy. And little girls want to be just like mama. Hey, listen to me. And what daddy teaches them and what mama teaches them is what they're going to follow. And you better examine the example that you're setting today. You want your kids to walk the aisle? They better see mom and daddy do it first. We want the pastor to come over and talk to him. Why ain't you been? You ain't got a Bible? No, preacher, but I've got Google and Siri. Oh, yes. Listen to what I'm saying. You better examine your example tonight. Let me help you right here. Let me help you right here. Brother Creston sat down and talked to me, and I swear, he told me so much stuff in about 5 minutes. My head was spinning. I love you, brother. I love you. Hallelujah. I just said, you're just going to have to text me. I ain't going to remember all this. I said, I've got so much stuff going on in here, I don't have a clue. Hey, listen to me. No disrespect, brother. Hey, man, I swear I love somebody who's got the word of God on them like that, and they're always ready to talk about it. Hey, man, that's why the Bible said we should be ready, hey, man, to give the hope, amen, hey, man, of our faith, amen. We should be ready anytime. Oh, but we need to call the preacher, amen. Oh, listen to me. What about the pastor? Let's call him. Amen. He's the do-it-all. He's just a man like I am. Amen. Listen to me. Hey, he put his pants on one leg at a time, just like me. Amen. But I'm telling you, mom and daddy, get a hold of God. He's a good man to talk to. He's a good man to have pray for you. Amen. But mom and daddy, they can get a hold of God, just like the pastor can. You better examine your example tonight. I was sitting there and I'd just be honest with you. I said, boy, I just assumed Brother Kevin go ahead right there. I know I'm about to kill it. Everybody ain't going to come back tomorrow night. It'd be all right. You better prepare your heart. You know what's sad about that? If the Lord was coming over for dinner, he already knows. You can hit delete. You can throw it away. God done knows about it. Adam tried hiding, it didn't work. Zacchaeus did too, and it didn't work. Hey, listen, remember. Who was it in John chapter number 1 that was sitting underneath the fig tree? Amen. He didn't believe. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Nathaniel, thank you, brother. Listen. And then the Lord said, amen. He knew who he was. He knew where he was. He knew what he was. Praise God. Hey, listen. God already knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows what you are. Amen. You better examine yourself tonight. God's done examining you, and listen, he's done found you guilty. Amen. Guilty. And you need repentance. You'll never get restoration. Remember how David prayed it? Restore unto me the joy. You'll never get restoration until you repent. Repentance got to come first. Repentance always comes before restoration. Amen. And we've got it backwards. We got it backwards. Oh, we want to try to do better. Hey, I'm going to church. I ain't missed a Sunday. I ain't missed a Sunday night. I ain't missed a Wednesday night. Well, bless your heart. Amen. But the last time I checked, a church attendance will not get you to heaven. Amen. Amen. But the blood of Jesus will. Amen. Amen. God ain't going to give a blue ribbon out for less than you getting perfect attendance. Amen. Amen. In 6 weeks or 9 weeks. Amen. But I tell you what David said. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. What Joshua say? Choose you this day who you are going to serve. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Ezra was a good example. And he prepared his heart. What would you do if the pastor was coming over for dinner? Got to hide this, got to hide that.
Yep.
Don't turn the TV on. Everybody put your Bibles out on the coffee table, wipe the dust off of them. Let's make it look like we're doing right. I'm killing meeting. I'm sorry, Pastor. Where's our example at? Well, it's just sad to say, but children ain't got many examples now. What did Samuel, I believe it's Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 2 or 3. He said, put away now the gods of Ashtaroth and prepare your heart. That's a phrase that's used commonly in the King James Bible. Prepare your heart. Prepare your heart. Oh, do you want revival tonight? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was quiet right there. That's sad. Do we want revival? Wanting it and needing it's two different things. Are you willing to do what it takes? Listen, if you're looking for me to have pixie dust or something magical that I can just wave and do this, it ain't in me. It ain't got nothing to do with me, preacher.
No, sir.
When I look in the Word of God, it finds me out. Just like it does you. I've got 4 points, and I don't know if I'll get off prepared in your heart. We better get your heart prepared tonight. What? Acts chapter number 8, chapter number 9, whenever they was in that great revival in Samaria, and God took them down there, and they was that man that oftentimes bewitched the people.
Go ahead.
And he saw through the laying on of hands that the Holy Ghost was given. He looked at Peter and he said, I want what you got, and I'm willing to pay for it. You know what Peter said? He said, you can take your money. It ain't no good. He said, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. He said, repent therefore of this thy wickedness. He said, I pray thee that thou art in the bond of iniquity, or in the ball of, what is that? I pray that thou art in the ball of the bond of iniquity. And I can't remember the last part. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Amen. But he thought that he could buy the Holy Ghost with money. Amen. Hear me tonight. Amen. You can take your money. It ain't no good tonight. Amen. I don't care how much you give. I don't care how much you tithe. Amen. You better prepare your heart tonight. Listen to me. Ezra prepared his heart. Right there in that great verse is repentance. When he confessed in chapter number 9, a little space grace. Amen. Listen, a nail in his holy place.
Oh, that's good.
Boy, if there's everything we need to hold fast to, is prayer and repentance.
Yes, sir.
That's one thing don't change from the Old Testament. Don't die on me tonight. Amen.
Yes,
one thing don't change, Old Testament, New Testament. It still takes the blood and it still takes repentance. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, hear me tonight. Your heart better get prepared.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Thank God for repentance. And I read that word confession. You know why they was confessing? Because their hearts had been carried away, is what it said.
That's right.
You know what's killing churches and Christians and communities in our country? We've been carried away after other gods. Praise God, I didn't even get into Ashtaroth. And pretty listen, some of you teenagers might not want me to. Ashtaroth was a sexual god. And do you know what our country's all about tonight? It is absolute sick tonight. Amen. keep yourself pure tonight.
Right.
Good preaching.
Yes.
I didn't mean kill meat.
No, that's good, brother.
You better prepare your heart tonight. You know what the next thing the Bible said? The law of the Lord. You know what he did? He prepared his heart, and then he fell in love with the Word of God. When you prepare your heart, you'll begin to pursue after the Word of God.
Yep, that's true, brother.
His Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Oh, listen to me tonight. You can memorize all the verses you want to, but unless you've got your heart prepared, it won't do you a bit of good. Amen. Hey, listen to me. You better pursue after the Word of God. Preacher, what are you talking about tonight? Oh, hear me. You better love the Word tonight. You better learn the Word. Amen. Amen. It's the Word that'll make you clean. Amen. Hey, listen to me tonight. Amen. Psalms 119, verse number 9. The Bible said, where shall a young man cleanse his way? Amen. By taking heed of the Word of God. What did Jesus say in John 15:3? Now you are clean through the Word. What did Ephesians say? By the washing of the water. By the Word. You better learn the Word. You better love the Word. You better live the Word.
Amen.
It's easy. It's easy to learn it. It's easy to say you love it. But you'll say you love it by how you live it. Actions are louder than words. And be loyal to the Word. How many people you know that is not loyal to the Word of God anymore? It gets worse before it gets better, okay? Notice what the Bible said here. The Bible said, prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. And to do it. You better practice it.
Yes.
How many of you are you practicers? Amen. Hey, prepare your heart. Amen. Pursue after the Word of God and then practice it. Amen. What did Apostle Paul say? He said, I preach what I live. He said that anytime I might preach that they might think I'm a castaway. I tell you what, you can say it all you want to. Amen. Listen, it ain't got to do with your worship and it ain't got nothing to do with your words, but it's how you walk is what determines your spirituality tonight. Oh, listen to me. We want to come into church every time and let Brother Kevin look at us. Look how I worship. Look, I say all the right things. Amen. But hear me tonight. You better examine your example. Your spirituality is not measured. Amen. Listen to me. It is not measured on your worship. Amen. You can raise your hand. You can shout. Amen. You can sing. And you can know all the scriptures. Amen. Listen to me. You can say the right things. But your spirituality is measured on your walk today. I looked and I found them. These two thermostats back there on the back wall. That's how you measure the thermostat of a church. By examining their example. Amen. Hey, listen. I know, listen, you might not want me to come back tomorrow night. Hey, hear me. Hear me now. Listen to me. What did it say? Hey, these two things, as far as I've ever read in the King James Bible, that'll make God throw up. A disobedient preacher, amen, and a lukewarm church, and it'll make God throw up. Oh, yes, threw Jonah up, amen. Amen, he said, if you're hot or cold, he said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. Amen, you know what we are. Amen, listen to me, there's a lot of folks that are average, amen. I don't want to be an average church. I don't want to be an average Christian, amen. I don't want to be an average father, amen. I don't want to be an average parent. Hey, listen to me, I don't want to raise an average family, amen. I want to be on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
Examine your example tonight. Inspect your influence. See, that example is how you are influencing others. They are watching you every single day. What do they say? What do they say? They say, you're the only Bible that somebody may read. Yeah, everybody's heard that, and that's the truth. Hey, man, you know what's sad? Hey, man, it's untelling what version they're reading in you. Jesus said, you do err
not knowing the scripture.
Oh, hear me. You know what? The front row should be quiet when I start quoting these verses and let the back row pick up. Or the middle.
Go ahead.
They, some of you's there before I got there, and they, some of you just like think I'm mad at you tonight. I ain't mad at you. You want to have revival? You want it? You need it? Are you willing to do what it takes? It ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got nothing to do with Brother Kevin, the deacons, any other of these good preaching brothers. And I pray to God, I hope they get tagged in tonight. Amen. I hope somebody gets tagged in any night. Amen. You don't have to listen. It ain't going to hurt my feelings at all. I'll just be honest with you. I'm here to worship. This ain't about me, Brother Kristen. But you better examine your influence. What did he say? And to practice it.
That's good.
Practice it. Well, I'm telling my kids to do this, but they're watching me do this. Let me help you tonight. I ain't trying to hurt you tonight. I swear, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I don't care what time it is tonight. Listen to what I'm saying. Dad comes home from work and sits down in the recliner. Mom's busy doing this. I'm here to try to help you tonight.
Go ahead.
Dad, will you do this with me? Dad, watch this. Mom, will you watch this, Bob? Do this, Bob. And your children are absolutely craving your attention.
Oh my.
I don't bring my phone into church. Here, honey, watch this. Here, let me put you on YouTube. Let me put a tablet in your hand. You have no idea what your eyes, or them kids' eyes are looking at. You don't have no idea what they're watching. Well, why did they say that? They didn't hear me and Daddy say it. Oh, let me tell you something. You want to see how close parents live to the Lord? Let me bring some of these little kids up here and talk to them.
Go ahead.
Let me bring some of these little ones up here. Hey. Your daddy and mommy pray every time you eat. You all read the Bible any?
Go ahead.
Do you know what this is?
Go ahead.
Well, I see Daddy carry it on Sunday. Don't act like I ain't preaching to somebody in here tonight.
No, you are, brother.
That's real good.
Right on target.
Well, let me tell you what my little girls did to me one time. Paisley did this to me. She's 13 years old. I was pastor of my first church. I'm telling you the truth. I'm preaching my life. Preaching my life. We got over there. You know where Kevin, you do too. Kristen does. They come sung. We got over there and I just started pastoring and we was in the fellowship hall getting to have a big dinner. See, I'm preaching about practicing it, okay? I'm still preaching. And Paisley, little old bitty thing. Little bitty thing. Wasn't even a year and a half, 2 years old. She said, Daddy, how come you pray every time we eat over here, but we don't do it at home?
Oh, my.
Yeah, tell them.
Good preaching. Go ahead.
Everybody was mad at me till I told that. The husbandman that laboreth must first be partakers of the fruit.
That's right.
I'm preaching what I live. I'm trying to. I ain't your perfect picture of a preacher or a pastor.
Go ahead, brother.
I've got faults. When I look in the Word of God, it examines me. I probably preach about a little more tomorrow night if Lord lets me, but we all got some rough edges. Prepare your heart, pursue after the Word of God, and practice it.
Yeah.
There's a Chinese man come into the United States in the 50s, and he wanted to study Christianity. He was a Buddhist. I believe that's what they are. And he went back to China after he spent about 2 months here. They said, well, tell us about Christianity. I ain't meaning this to be funny. He said, there's a lot of talky-talky, but not a lot of walky-walky.
Yep.
It's easy to talk the talk.
You're preaching. That's right.
Your spirituality is not measured on what you say or how you worship. It's how you walked. What did the Bible say about Enoch? He walked. Amen. Some of you have quit walking tonight. Blessed is the man.